We're talking with Jeff Plate, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We are actually in the midst of giving away tickets. Tickets are currently going on sale. And I forget how many years in a row we've had these guys in town. Now, I know it's the winter tour celebrates 20 years. So I would guess maybe the 20th year, because I think they played Harrisburg the very first year. Is that right, Jeff?
I think we played it our second year.
Okay.
In 2000, I believe it was.
And because we were just talking off mic, it was at the Zembo Mosque downtown Harrisburg, and you actually remember that.
Oh, my God, yes. I remember being backstage and seeing the pictures on the wall with the men in their fez hats and all that, and it was quite an experience.
It's now, this year, it's the Ghosts of Christmas Eve, and from what I understand, it's a whole new show all over again from you guys.
Yes, this show, Ghost of Christmas Eve, this is one that we performed last year. And this is actually based on the television show that we recorded back in 1999.
And go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and since it's run on PBS and the Hallmark Channel throughout the holiday season, but yeah, we did this story last year, and it was such a success. People loved it. The band loved it. Paul especially just loved the show, so we wanted to bring it back out again.
Now, how many trucks come to bring everything in once again this year?
Well, it's if it's not 20, it's very close to 20.
There's more trucks that bring Trans-Siberian in than the circus brings in when they come, which I think is funny. That you guys are obviously celebrating 20 years. 20 years ago, did you have any idea? Because you were coming from a very successful band that you were in with Chris and Paul, and they said, hey, let's try this Christmas thing. Did you think 20 years from now you'd still be doing this?
Well, it's interesting how this all came about, because the band you're referring to is Savatage.
Savatage, yep.
And this was 1995. We did a record called Dead Winter Dead. Paul O'Neill, part of his writing scheme is he's always got a story or a concept with his albums. So him and his partner, John Oliva, wrote this record about the war that was going on in Bosnia at the time.
Right.
And this is a subject that Paul is, you know, he's very interested and very concerned about these kind of things. So anyhow, he was working on this particular song, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, with a different name, but the same concept. He'd been working on this song for years prior to this. And him and John were actually dabbling in some Broadway musical stuff and theatrical stuff. So this concept record, this story, seemed a perfect fit for this song. And honestly, at the time, we, you know, wow, it's a Christmas song on a Savatage record. This is interesting. So when the record came out in 1995, Christmas Eve Sarajevo took off like a rocket in all different directions, and, you know, very much different than what Savatage was doing.
Right.
We had hit the radio market in America, but every format, you know, country, AM, easy listening, classical, pop, you name it, hard rock. So here again, as I mentioned, Paul and John had been working on some other projects, and this was the song that was their vehicle to put this whole thing into play. And Trans-Siberian Orchestra was formed. It was given a name. And 1996 is when we did our first CD, Christmas Eve and Other Stories.
Right.
So it's been 20 years since the first CD release. And this is our 18th year of touring. We started in 1999. Wow. So it's been an interesting trip. But, you know, when this song took off, we had no idea this was going to happen. There was no plans. There was more confusion and questions than anything. But hey, when something like this happens, you need to think quick and take advantage of it.
Well, and speaking of which, this is how successful this has become. Some folks may not realize Trans-Siberian Orchestra has gotten so big that there's technically two orchestras. There's one on the East Coast and like one on the West Coast that travel around doing this, because you could never do everywhere for Christmas time.
Yeah, yeah. The very first tour we did in 1999 was really seven shows.
Wow.
So it was basically let's take this thing out and see if it even works. And so after we did this first tour, which by the way, we had one truck of production at that time. And we took this thing on the road. People loved it. some people didn't know what to make of it. But radio loved the band. They loved the album. The CD itself was already a success, so we knew musically it was. We knew musically we had something. But anyhow, in 2000, when the offers came in for the next tour, there it went from 7 to 70. So wow. There was no way we were going to try to do these shows and cover these dates, because at the time we were trying to tour between Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve.
Right, yeah.
So the concept was, let's form two bands. We took the original group, we split it in two, we filled in the other positions, and then in this way we could cover the whole country.
And we're speaking with Jeff Plate, the original drummer and still the drummer of one of the Trans-Siberian Orchestras. And one of the other cool things about it when these guys come to town is they still will do a dollar of every ticket going to local charities, which is a huge deal, especially this time of year. First off, thanks for that. And it's really cool that you guys still do that.
Well, you're very welcome. It's from the very first show. This is something that Paul insisted that we do. And I mean, to be honest, we are very lucky to do what we do. We're all in a pretty good place. There's a lot of people who aren't. And this is just a really small token of our appreciation. I say small. Over these years, we've donated over $13 million to charity. So
it's a pretty
big number. But, you know, during this time of year, it can be really difficult for some people. And the nice thing is that when we do a show locally, they know exactly where that money needs to go.
Right.
And it gets to the people and helps them out.
One of the cool things, too, is, I mean, TSO has grown above and beyond Christmas now, because you had some success with Beethoven. Is there thoughts about putting some more stuff out that's non-Christmas again?
Paul has at least two, if not three, other projects in the works, kicking around in his mind, and it could be anything, to be completely honest with you. You know, the holiday tradition of the band is certainly there. So that's a possibility, but there will definitely be some new TSO music sometime in the near future.
Do you have a personal favorite TSO song? The drum solo that you get to do.
Well, that's something in itself. Honestly, I think Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, because it is such a powerful song. It is the thing that really has driven this whole organization.
Mm-hmm.
And when we play that song, people in the audience get on their feet. They are energized. They are smiling. Usually at this part of the show, when we play this song, our production is completely off the hook. And everything is going at once. So for myself to play the song, which I've probably played 1,500 times, every night it is a thrill, because there's so much going on in the room, and just watching the people react to it, it's awesome.
I was going to ask you that, because it's almost like Cirque du Soleil. You don't know where to look. And when you in the back there playing drums, do you get a chance to appreciate what's going on out in front with everybody, with all the sight, sound, and the fiber, and the lasers and everything?
Well, there's a lot of times when we can video the show to review ourselves, and I will watch the video not having any idea what is either going on behind me or above me or beside me. So sometimes I see things that have been going on for weeks, and I go, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was happening. So it's interesting how there is so much going on, and this is why people keep coming back to see TSO.
Now, as someone that has been in the band Sabotage, before I let you go, someone who's had a great run with TSO, is if we would pick up your phone or whatever you listen to your music on, would we be surprised about what you're listening to now?
Oh, not necessarily. I'm still a metalhead at heart.
I was wondering.
I'm a metal church, so that's certainly still in my blood. But, you know, I really like to listen to everything. And, of course, everybody quantifies what's good or bad, but hey, if it's good, I'll listen to it and I can appreciate it. Let's put it that way. I'm a hard rock guy. I'm a classic rock guy for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If it's good quality music that's well done, I'll give everything a shot.
Awesome. It's Jeff Plate from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, TSO as we like to call them around here. And we've got them on Saturday, December 16th at the Giant Center for another unbelievable show, I'm sure. So thank you, and we look forward to seeing you when you come to town, Jeff.
Thank you. Take care.